Hello, I'm calling from Crescent City, California.
Yes, sir.
I have a very close friend this Saturday night. How do you go about doing this? This is really strange.
Okay. Did you see something?
No, a close friend of mine did, and it's a friend that's very, would not lie to me, you know.
Okay, then just give us a description just as she explained it.
Well, Saturday night, my friend was driving down this road about 11 o'clock at night, and he saw these two green lights going across the sky. You know, they said it looked like about a quarter of a mile high or so.
Uh-huh.
He thought it was an airplane, you know. And they turned directly in front of him and came towards him. It came above his car. And his entire car came off the ground about 5 feet. And went down the road like this. It said it went straight, you know. And he looked down, he was about 5 feet off the ground. Like he stepped on the gas, you know, and the car just revved up, you know, like it was off the ground. And he went like this for about 200 yards. And then it just sat him down just as carefully as he picked him up. And he stopped and he looked up, you know, and there was nothing there. And this guy's not on drugs, and he wasn't drinking, he wasn't doing anything. He just headed home.
Okay, now, do you know what time that happened?
At 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, okay. And that was Saturday night? Okay, what road was he driving on?
It's a call. What's that road?
Lake
Earl Road. Lake Road.
Okay.
Where is this anyway that I'm calling?
Seattle. Is a party there?
No, or, it's not here.
Oh.
I don't know. He said it. Doesn't think anybody's listening to
him. Is there any chance of getting his name?
He was really shaking up. Came in the house to his wife, crying.
How old is he?
He's about 18.
Okay.
Is he 20? He's 20.
Okay. Now, does he live in the same place you live?
No, he's Crescent City, yes. He says, I don't know what to do. You want me to have him call you? Talk to you?
Yeah, we would really like to get a rundown on this.
Have you ever had anything like this before?
Cars coming off of the highways isn't a common thing, but we have had reports before. In fact, it's, I think within the last 3 years, we've probably had more reports of this than when the previous 10.
Someone I know and have known and trusted, it sounds really weird. You know,
uh-huh.
I really know this guy well, and he's not lying.
And all he saw was those lights?
Yeah, that's all he could see was two green lights, he said. And they came right above the car. It was a weird feeling. So it just kind of went numb, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, we'd sure like to talk to him. The data that he can give us in describing that experience is very essential in our research program. And if there's any way to talk him into calling us, well, we'd sure appreciate it.
I'll give him this number and he'll call you.
Yeah, he can call Collect if he's really leery about it. Okay, where did you get our number originally?
At the Sheriff's Department here.
Okay.
I'm pretty interested in these things. I thought I'd just find out what's going on. It's weird.
Yeah, well, his case is rare, but the fact that there was anti-gravity involved there, we'd really like to talk to the man. And there's no problem of ridicule, and all names are held strictly confidential.
Yeah, what do you, like, you guys are... You're on here 24 hours a day?
Right.
Really? You get lots of calls?
Well, not really. Things have been real quiet.
That's neat. I'd love to do something like that because I'm really interested.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have him call you, though.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye. Reporting Center.
Hello, this is...
That's a cut call.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I got... here with me. We got two phones here.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, we'd like to hear about your experience.
Yeah, okay.
Starting right from the beginning.
Okay, Saturday night, I was driving down by Fort Dick, and I saw these two green lights up in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was an airplane. And they're quite a ways away. And anyway, it was going across the sky, and it started coming right toward me. It got about 150 feet above me. And then my body went numb, and my car came about 5 feet off the ground. I was going about 60. And I guess I was in the air for about 200 feet. it set me back down. I stopped the car and got out and looked. There was nothing there.
Okay, now, could you see, actually feel yourself being elevated?
Yeah, I looked out of the window and I could tell I was off the ground.
Okay, now, was this a sudden thing? Did it go, your car go straight up, or did it climb at an angle?
It gradually went up.
Uh-huh. It'll let you down the same way?
Yeah, really smooth.
Okay, now, how about the car itself? How did it affect that, the engine and the lights and so forth?
Not a thing.
You say your body became numb before the car elevated?
Yeah. Just like I couldn't do nothing, you know.
Oh, you were totally paralyzed?
Well, I guess, yeah. Probably scared.
Okay, how about temperature?
I don't know. I was too scared to notice anything. But I was really numb.
And all you could see were these two lights in the sky?
Yeah.
Now, did they stop over you?
Well, they kept going, you know, right along with my car.
Okay, but what I mean is, were they directly overhead?
Yeah.
Okay, now, when these lights moved, did they appear as though they were attached to something?
I couldn't tell. That's all I saw was the lights.
Uh-huh. Were they fairly low when they came over you?
About 150 feet or so.
Okay, did you pick up any sound from them at all? And Bob, what time did that happen?
Probably a little after 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, and about how long did this whole thing last?
15 or 20 seconds.
Okay. What kind of car were you driving?
Barracuda.
Okay, and what highway were you on? Or roadway?
It was, Lake Earl Drive.
Okay. Is that a secondary highway or a dirt road?
Yeah. It's about, it was about a mile from Fort Dick. Coming out of Crescent City going to Fort Dick.
Okay.
It's a small town about 7 miles out of Crescent City.
Okay.
It's about a mile from there going toward, no, coming back. Toward Crescent City.
Okay. In other words, you were going north?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the size of these lights?
Well,
can you compare them with anything for size or estimate the diameter in feet?
See, they're at least a couple feet wide.
Okay. Now that color green, do you have any idea what shade that was?
It was a really light green, kind of a fluorescent color.
Okay. Did the light from those two lights, did they illuminate the ground or the area around or inside of your car? Everything remained just about as dark as it was before they were in the area? Okay. Have you had any problem with your car since then?
Yeah. Every time I started up and stopped at a stop sign, it died.
Okay. How about your radio? Does that operate okay?
Yeah.
And you didn't feel any temperature change in the air? Okay. If we're able to get somebody in there to talk to you about this, would that be permissible?
Yeah.
Are you a student by any chance?
No, I'm out of school.
Okay.
I work till 4 o'clock every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Have you talked to anyone else who saw these lights in the area?
I was the only one on the road.
Okay, is that usually a fairly quiet roadway at night?
Yeah.
But I was wondering, could you put something like in the paper here to ask if anybody had seen anything strange that night, you know? Could you do that?
Sure. We have a... Sure.
I'd like to do that.
That's yeah.
Fun, yeah.
Okay, is there anything else that you could add to that I haven't asked you about?
No. No, that's about it.
Okay. Have any problem with the tires since then?
No.
Now, when you were up in the air, how high did you feel that the thing had elevated you?
At least 5 feet.
Okay. And there wasn't, was there anything else strange that occurred in that area at the time that you can remember?
No, like I say, I was pretty scared, so
yeah.
I didn't pay much attention.
Okay, now, another thing. Before you saw those lights, was there anything strange or unusual that occurred, or did you hear or see anything strange?
No. Not until it started coming toward me.
Okay.
Like I say, I thought it was an airplane.
Uh-huh.
And it was moving, you know. An airplane wouldn't move like that. Like, it was going across the sky, and it just cut straight across toward me.
Now, it was cutting across the sky. I mean, it was going across the sky in front of you?
Yeah, at a right angle, and it just cut straight toward me.
Okay. When it made that turn, was it fairly sharp?
Yeah, real sharp.
Okay. And then when
That's just about when my body went numb when it did that.
Uh-huh. And there was no illumination in the car at all? Okay, well, now when those lights were coming down the highway at you, about what altitude were they?
It'd be 300 feet.
Okay. And, of course, if they they stayed above you at all times while you were elevated?
Yeah.
Well, then that meant they just about had to come to a stop, didn't they? Or did you slow down at all?
I was going about 60, and
yeah.
Like when I was up in the air, I was still going that fast.
Oh, then you feel that you did not slow down at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And this, when they elevated you, that was fairly abrupt?
Well, yeah, it was.
Okay, now when they let you down, could you actually feel the tires hitting the surface again?
Yeah, I went out there, and it left black marks on the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you didn't have any further problems from that point on until the time you got back to your place?
No.
Okay. Okay, if we need to ask any more questions, could we feel free to call you back?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, well, we'll check into this, and we sure appreciate your calling.
Yeah, sure.
And if we come up with any more information on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.